Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
We're looking at the character of Jesus, 60 parts we're looking at, and today we're at part 20, and today's characteristic is generosity. Generosity. Oh boy, this is a biggie. Let's have a look at some scripture to start with. We're going to go to Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, and we're going to go to verse 17. It says this: "All must give as they are able, according to the blessings given to them by the Lord your God." All must give as they are able, according to the blessings given to them by the Lord your God. That is powerful. Now let's look into Matthew. Let's go to Mark, actually. Mark, the 6th chapter, and we're going to go to verse 38. I love this verse. It's actually not Mark, it's Luke. Never mind. We're going to go to chapter 6 and verse 38. It says this: "Give, and you will receive." Now, this is Jesus talking. Just before that, he'd been talking about being judgmental. "Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, and or it will all come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven." Then he goes on to talk about giving. And he says this: "Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back." I'm going to say that again because it's a huge verse. "Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back." Now, what Jesus is trying to say there is, you cannot outgive my Father. Generosity is important. You see, let me just put it this way to you. If I give a gift to whoever, if I give a gift to the church and decide that I'm going to give them, let's say, £100 or $150, and I give them that gift, and I'm thinking, oh great, I've given that gift, now what's going to happen? My gift is going to come back to me, so that $150 comes back to me, in full, and it's pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into my lap. That means I'm going to get loads and loads more, because I can't outgive God, so I'm going to do it. Here's $150. Where's the generosity in that? What I'm doing is I'm giving to get back. I'm actually giving to get back. Jesus is trying to say to you that if you do give and you give with a generous heart, then this is what's going to happen. The measure's going to come back to you full, in full, pressed down, shaken together, running over and pouring into your lap. That's a sort of blessing and measure of your gift is going to come back to you. But he's not saying to you to do it for that reason. You see, God Almighty already knows the motivation of your giving. Just look at the widow's mite. All those people in the church, they were giving huge amounts of money, and they sat very importantly in the front seats at the front of the church. And this little widow, she was in the back, and all she had was a mite. She had a tiny, tiny bit of money. In America, you'd say a penny. In this country, we would say a penny or a halfpenny even, or even a farthing years ago. She had very little, but actually what she did was to give everything she had. That's all she had. She didn't have any more money. And so the blessings came back to her, shaken together, pressed down, running over, running into her lap. Because her motivation was right. And when we look at generosity, beloved, I have to mention the word motivation. Motivation is huge, it's massive. Because you see, If you're going to give to whatever ministry you decide to give to, if you're going to give to that ministry and your motivation is wrong, you're motivated because you just happen to want to get all of this stuff coming back to you, then I don't believe it's going to happen. Because I believe that God Almighty already knows the motivation behind what you're doing. At this moment in time, I'm going to be very honest with you, okay? So that you know how we work and how we run. We have two people giving to this ministry on a regular basis. Two people. They give to this ministry on a regular basis. And they give as much as they can possibly give, that I know. I'm not going to mention any names, but there is a lady, an old lady, bless her, who lives on her own, and she gives us a tithe from her own pension. So it's very little. But to us, beloved, to Worship Radio 247, it's massive. It's a huge gift as far as we're concerned. And I pray in Jesus' name for that lady right now, that she does get back in full measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over into her lap. I pray she can't contain the blessings that come to her. And I'm sure they do. But that's not the motivation that she gives. She gives because she wants to give. She believes she's heard from Almighty God and God has said, that's what I want you to do with your money. And that's what she's done. It's amazing, beloved. On the other hand, we've had a situation where we have had money defrauded from us, a great deal of money that we could ill afford. We certainly couldn't afford it. And so that money was taken from us, from this ministry. I don't know what God does about that, but I'm sure in Jesus' name he forgives her, the person that did this, because I certainly forgive the person that did that. Generosity, beloved, is such a hard subject to talk about, because when you talk about generosity, usually you're talking about money, about funding. But there's other ways of being generous. You don't have to only give your money. You can be generous in giving your time. And that's an important gift. My PA, we don't pay her at all, but she gives her time willingly. Without expecting any reward, she gives her time in such a wonderful way. Whatever I ask her to do, she does it straight away. She never moans and she never complains, and she is awesome. And I pray in Jesus' name for her right now at this moment, that her generosity will be given back to her, pressed down, shaken together, running over into her lap. Amen and amen. That is what I pray. Beloved, whatever you do, whatever you decide to do when you give, then you need to give with a cheerful heart. You need to be a cheerful giver. As I say, God Almighty already knows your motivation behind your giving. And in closing, I want to ask you this one question. I just want to ask you this one question. The last time you gave a gift, why did you give it? Search now in Jesus' name your motivation for giving that gift. And don't tell yourself fibs. You're wasting your time, because God Almighty is listening. Search your heart and your soul now. Why did you give that gift? Did you give that gift from a heart of generosity? Or did you give that gift because you wanted to get back? And you read that scripture in Luke, the 6th chapter and verse 38. What was the motivation behind your giving? I want to pray right now in Jesus' name. Father God, convict us if we're giving with a heart that is not generous, Father. I pray in Jesus' name that you would pour generosity into all of us as we listen to this now. Father, let us give from the correct motivation. Let us give because we want to give. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.